Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilosoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorced Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. Are you newly single during the holidays? Are you newly divorced? Are you thinking about getting divorced and just not happy in your marriage? Then you've come to the right place, because what I want to talk about today is tips for being newly single during the holidays. And I want to talk about all different aspects of the holidays that might be your stressors. So I'm going to list five different things that might be stressing you out this holiday season. And then I'm going to talk about each one and give you my experience, because I went through all of this, and then give you some tips on coping and making sure that you get through this holiday season, not only get through it, but enjoy it and be happy. So the first thing I want to talk about are holiday cards, Christmas cards, Hanukkah cards. Everybody stresses out about this, even if you're not going through a divorce. You've got to get that great picture with your kids. It's a lot of work gathering the addresses. I know, I've been sending holiday cards for probably 20 years, and it gets harder as the kids get older because they're never around to take the picture, and they don't want to take the picture, so that's hard. But I specifically want to talk about sending holiday cards out as a single person after you get separated or divorced, because I think that is actually very stressful for people, because they're thinking things like, what should the return address label read? What should I say in the greeting? What are people going to say if, you know, I can no longer say love the Smiths, because we're not really the Smiths anymore because Mr. Smith doesn't live in the house. And Mrs. Smith is considering changing her name back. So it's really tricky. Maybe you're thinking people are going to think it's weird if they just see you and the kids. And then people say, should I even send them? And my answer to that question is yes, 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 send them. I want to address a couple things if you are going to send holiday cards. Your address label can still read the Smiths. There's no right or wrong answer, or it can be your name, or it can say nothing and just have your address on it. And your greeting can be anything you want it to be. So to give you an example, I always sign my card, love Jackie Pilosoff, and then I put my kids' names and their last name. For some reason, that feels comfortable to me. I think that when you send a card out, people receiving your card are getting this message. You have grace, you have strength, you have courage, you have confidence, and you're telling people, this is my family, whether I'm married or not. Also, the message you're sending to people is you care about them. You're sending them a holiday card from you to wish them a happy holiday and to let them know that you still care enough, whether or not you're going through a divorce. You thought of them during the holidays. So it might be hard to think in this way because you're so focused on what people are going to think of you, but just put it back on what you're thinking of others and don't worry about it. Just take the high road, and I promise you, if you send the cards, people will be so happy because they'll know that you're okay and that you're doing well. So that was the first stressor I wanted to talk about. The second thing I want to talk about are holiday parties. So holiday parties are very stressful because now you don't have a plus one. Or maybe you're going to a holiday party with the kids and it's going to be all families and it's just going to be you and the kids and it's going to be awkward. I 100% think you will be totally fine if you go to a holiday party where it's just you, or if you go to a holiday party with just you and the kids. And let me tell you why. I didn't get married till I was 35 and I was divorced at 41. So I want to let you know that in my life, I have gone to so many parties, weddings, celebrations, holiday events by myself or with me and my young kids. So I have a lot of experience in this regard. And let me tell you something, I have had some of the best things happen to me when I go to holiday parties by myself or any parties. At one party, somebody texted his friend right then and there and set me up on a date, and I ended up dating the guy for a few months. Another party, I ended up getting a job because I ran into somebody and we started talking about my career, whatever. So I ended up getting a job. And I can't remember ever feeling weird or sad at these holiday parties that I went to by myself or with just my kids. Honestly, I remember having a lot of anxiety before I went to the party, but then when I got there, it always ended up being fun. So a couple tips about holiday parties. One, you can leave whenever you want. You don't have to stay and be the life of the party and stay for hours. Just make an appearance, show up, and you can leave if you're not having fun or feeling too anxious. I guarantee that's not going to happen, by the way. The hardest part about going to a holiday party by yourself is dreading it beforehand and being anxious about what it's going to be like. Once you get there, give your friends and family credit. They will make you feel comfortable. They will make you feel good about it. They love you. They care about you. So don't miss out. But secondly, I want to give you some advice. If you really don't want to go, don't push yourself. Don't let me and this podcast push you into a situation where you don't feel comfortable. I promise. It's okay to skip the parties this year if that's how you feel. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm talking about holiday time stressors and how to handle them. Before I move on to number three, I want to mention a couple Divorce Girl Smiling partners who I think are wonderful. The first one I want to mention is Catherine Miller. Catherine is a divorce attorney who serves New York and Connecticut. She's the founder of the Miller Law Group. I've known Catherine for a few years. I was on her podcast, Divorce Dialogues, if you want to look that up, a few years ago, and that's how we met. Catherine is wonderful. She can explain all of the divorce processes, litigation, mediation, the collaborative divorce process, and Catherine truly believes in mediation, and she's very good at it, and she will work with you to make sure you get divorced peacefully and that you get a divorce deal that you are happy with. I really, really respect Catherine and think she's wonderful. The second person I want to mention is Rita Morris. Rita is a parenting coach. She's actually a trained therapist and a life coach, but she specializes in helping divorced couples co-parent better. And Rita also works with individuals who have a really difficult ex and who can't co-parent with their ex effectively. So you can find both Catherine Miller and Rita Morris at Divorce Girl Smiling under my trusted partners, or you can just Google them. Okay, moving on to number three of divorce stressors this holiday season. Number three is shopping and feeling stressed financially. So I remember when I was going through a divorce, getting these enormous attorney fees and just not knowing my financial situation felt really uncomfortable. And I really was stressed about it. And I remember thinking, like, can I really spend money on holiday gifts? My answer is you don't have to buy expensive gifts. Give your kids the holiday gift experience in a financially responsible way. Okay, what do I mean by that? Kids don't care, especially young kids, about monetary things. They care more about making memories, the celebration, the laughing, the warmth, the hugging, the opening of the presents. It doesn't matter if the gifts cost $5. When these kids are young, they care about the whole experience. So my point is that you can still give your kids the experience without spending a lot of money. Couple ideas are baked goods. You can even wrap up cute cookies. Another example, give your kids something of yours. Give your child a necklace that you wore when you were a kid. That is a great gift that won't cost you anything. Forget about all those expensive toys and gadgets that cost money and just go to the dollar store and pick out a few things. Trust me, your kids will remember the giving and the fun of opening up the gifts, not the expense of the gifts, I promise you. All right, number four of the stressors during the holidays that you might be feeling. How am I going to put up a Christmas tree and decorate my house by myself? My husband always did everything and now I can't do it. Let me give you my answer. It's one word, handyman. Okay, I have a couple of handymen who have become good friends of mine, and I don't know if it's because I'm a single mom, but every time I call them, text them, and say I need help, they are responsive and they show up. That is what you need. That is the answer to your Christmas tree and holiday decoration stress. Call a handyman. And by the way, the handyman can help you shop for lights or anything you need. So that's my answer for that. It's really as simple as that, I promise. Moving on to number five, which is probably the most difficult, and that is dreading the fear of being alone and being lonely and being single. So remember I said earlier in the podcast that most of the stress that comes with being single during the holidays is actually just the fear of it. Once you get through that first holiday, you will be like, oh my gosh, it was fine. I survived. I didn't fall apart. I didn't cry the whole time. Maybe I cried a little, but so what? That's part of the mourning process. So going through a divorce during the holidays, I think, can feel like a punch in the stomach. I actually wrote an article about that. And let me tell you what the four pieces of advice I have are, and then this will make you feel a lot better. Number one, accept that the parenting schedule is what it is. Accept that you don't have the kids on Christmas Eve, or accept that you don't have them on Christmas Day, or accept that you don't have them at all this year. Now, I'm not just saying, oh, accept it and be okay with it. It's okay to grieve it and feel angry and bitter about it and pissed off and just really sad. But then leave all those negative feelings at the door, okay? Allow yourself time to feel bad about it. And then it's time to regroup and take what you have and make it the best you possibly can. So if you don't have your kids on Christmas Eve, have Christmas the next day. If you don't have your kids at all, have Christmas before they leave or after. You can make it work, and I promise it'll turn out okay. Number two, please try to make new traditions with your kids. It's very important to make traditions that they will remember forever. If you think to yourself, because everybody knows our kids, we all know what they like, what makes them happy, do it. Whatever it is, if it's a baking tradition before the holidays, if it's holiday manicures and pedicures with your girls, if it's going and playing football in the yard with your son, if it's sitting around and having a dance contest with your kids, anything, just think of some new traditions. And I promise you, if you stick to it and do it every year, you will really, really enjoy the holidays with your kids. Number three, remember that being alone can be a gift. I cannot tell you how many Thanksgivings and Christmases and New Year's I was by myself without my kids. And I survived 15, 16 years later. I'm still alive. I have only fond memories. I remember feeling lonely at certain times, but I also remember feeling really happy and at peace and learning to just have gratitude that Holidays aren't the end all. If you're by yourself on Christmas, so what? It's only one year. You're going to be fine. Have gratitude for the other 364 days a year. I promise you, I do feel your pain and I understand the loneliness, but I promise you, it's really going to be okay. And before I get to number four, I have to talk about two more Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I really think you'll be glad you know about. The first one is Vestor Capital, who is my financial advisors. I've been working with Vestor, specifically Elaine Moss and Pete Mullins, for 7 or 8 years. They've also been Divorce Girl Smiling partners for at least that long. And I have to tell you, I really love them and trust them. They are really, really good people who specialize in working with women in transition. They did a whole financial plan for me, and I really feel like it changed my life. And they have done really, really wonderful in money management for me as well. So Vestor Capital. The other Divorce Girl Smiling partner I want to mention is Affiliates in Counseling / Center for Divorce Recovery. Jason Price is the co-founder, and he has about 25 or 30 therapists that work in the practice. They all have different niches. My kids and I have actually gone to a few of them, and they've all been wonderful. Really, really good people. You can find both Vestor Capital and Affiliates in Counseling / the Center for Divorce Recovery on Divorce Girl Smiling. Last tip of your holiday stressors, try to remember this. Divorce, especially during the holidays, can feel empty, lonely, frustrating, and really, really scary. But like I said, the scariest part is what you're thinking about what's going to happen before it actually happens. So try to just not think about that as much. But I promise you, you're going to get through this. And here's the thing I want to say. The worst is behind you. Next year at this time, things are going to be so much better. They're going to be so much brighter. Your divorce might be final, probably will be. Your kids will be feeling better. You might be dating somebody new. And you might look back and think, wow, I'm in such a better place than I was last year. And how about this? I'm in such a better place than I was 2 years ago when I was still married and we were miserable. So remember that the holidays are a time for feeling gratitude, for celebrating health and love and life, and of course, faith. So I will leave you with that. I am rooting for you. I am wishing you all the best in love and health and happiness and getting through this tough time. And if you want to learn more, listen to more podcasts, reach out to me for advice, get more wonderful resources, watch videos, anything, come see me at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. I wish everybody all the best. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you real soon.